April 28th, I, the Lord, will hold thine hand and will keep thee. Isaiah 42, verse 6. At the nursing home where I go to visit my mother lived a married couple, both in their 80s. It is a common and heartwarming sight to see the two of them shuffling down the hall, always holding hands. This scene reminds me of a poem I read in Guideposts years ago. It is entitled, Together Still, by Peggy Cameron King. Let me hold your hand as we go downhill. We've shared our strength, and we share it still. It hasn't been easy to make the climb, but the way was eased by your hand in mine. Like the lake, our life has had ripples too, ill health and worries and payments due, with happy pauses along the way, a graduation, a raise in pay. At the foot of the slope, we will stop and rest. Look back if you wish. We've been truly blessed. We've been spared the grief of being torn apart by death or divorce or a broken heart. The view ahead is one of the best, just a little farther, and then we can rest. We move more slowly, but together still, let me hold your hand as we go downhill. Downhill sounds a bit downbeat, but it really isn't. It's the time of life when you can afford to relax and coast. And what better time to grow closer to someone you love? It's reassuring, Lord, how each year I feel closer to you.